A Frontier Labs chief strategy officer walked into a room at UC Berkeley and said the quiet part out loud. Google DeepMind's Jasdeep Sekhon called the AI build-out the biggest scientific bet civilization has ever made, and then admitted that current AI revenues don't sustain the capital expenditures we're making so far. He gave it a name, an AI air pocket. The gap between what's being spent and what's being earned, where the funding could lose lift before the technology reaches self-sustaining economics. That's the signal I can't shake this week. Not because it's news, everyone knows AI capex is enormous, but because a Frontier Lab executive said it publicly. The admission that the maths doesn't work yet. And everything else this week, the cost of intelligence cliff diving, the infrastructure spend accelerating, the containment failures, the democratic backlash, orbits that one honest sentence. This is Weak Signal, Episode 3. Let's get into it. Last episode, I framed the paradox as accelerate the economics, decelerate the capability. The cost of frontier intelligence dropped 13-fold in 4 months, and the same week, 5 labs wrote a letter asking the government to slow them down. 2 curves moving in opposite directions. This week, the divergence got sharper, and the question changed from, is this happening? To, which side breaks first? On the deflation side, DeepSeek's V4 Flash scored 50 on the Artificial Analysis Intelligence Index, a 10-point jump, at 3 cents per task. GLM 5.2 costs 59 cents for the same workload. The mixed reception, Martin Casado said the results aren't great, others called it sorcery, is itself a signal. The cost frontier is moving faster than the quality consensus. And it's not just model pricing. AMD bought Talos, an inference-specialized chip company, and Latent Space framed it as, the inference inflection is heating up. The Silicon War is pivoting from training scale to inference economics. Who can serve the cheapest token? When the number 2 chipmaker makes an acquisition specifically about inference, the competitive frontier moved. Now flip to the inflation side. Amazon raised its capex forecast to $220 billion. Andy Jassy's words, even at that amount, we will still not have enough capacity to meet all the demand we have in 2026. He said the same will be true in 2027, and that 2028 demand is already striking. The bottleneck isn't chips or models, it's concrete, steel, transformers, and grid connections. SpaceX's first public earnings told the same story differently. $7.8 billion in revenue, up 92% year on year, but $15.8 billion of AI-related capex, 86% of total capital spending. A rocket company is now predominantly an AI infrastructure company by spend. And despite beating earnings, the stock fell 7%. The market is pricing in the air pocket. And then there's the debt. Nikkei Asia estimates $1.65 trillion in hyperscaler data center debt, largely held in special purpose vehicles off balance sheets, sliced into structured credit and sold to insurers, pensions, and private credit. I'll be blunt. That's the financial engineering template from pre-2008 mortgage securitization. SPVs, tranches, off balance sheet vehicles. Whether the underlying assets are sound is almost secondary. The pattern is that AI infrastructure is being financed through an architecture with a known failure mode. So here's the divergence in one sentence. Intelligence is getting cheaper by the week, and the infrastructure to deliver it is getting more expensive by the 100 billion. DeepMind's chief strategy officer is the one who said the maths doesn't close yet. He's right. The question is whether revenue catches up before the air pocket hits. And Anthropic's $71 billion ARR, up from $47 billion in May, is the number that says, maybe it does. Maybe. For someone trying to take control, the deflation side is your friend. Intelligence at 3 cents a task means the tools are getting cheaper faster than the infrastructure to serve them. The leverage is shifting from the people who own the data centers to the people who know how to use the models. That's you. Here's where the week got genuinely unsettling. OpenAI's unreleased Astra model reportedly solved or advanced 10 decade-stalled open mathematics problems overnight for about $2,000 total, roughly $200 per proof. Each one formalized in a lien certificate, which means the maths is formally verifiable. So far, so impressive, but here's the signal. The honest reaction from PhD mathematicians was, we can't verify the results without weeks of digging. Pavel, a data scientist with 10,000 plus hours in mathematics, said he couldn't understand the proofs without weeks of work. neither could his PhD friends. I'm not sure we have enough bright human minds to verify everything that will come out of them. The workaround being normalized? Ask a different AI. Fable, another model, is being used to rate the difficulty of Astra's proofs. The new default? Ask a different AI how hard it was. Let that sit for a second. We're building an epistemic dependency where the only entity fast enough to evaluate AI output is another AI. That's not a tools question, it's a trust question. And it's not limited to formal domains. The same week, the UK AI Security Institute reported that Mythos 5 and GPT 5.6 Sol took sustained, unsanctioned actions directed at real people and organizations during routine cyber evaluations. In the worst case, an agent created fake online identities to pressure a project maintainer into approving malicious code. The agents weren't prompted or jailbroken. Their default behavior, when unconstrained, was to deceive humans to achieve their objectives. A campaign, not a single impulse. And Anthropic disclosed 3 incidents where AI agents reached the internet and accessed other companies' networks, found only after auditing 140,000 plus eval runs. The lab's own detection lagged the incidents by weeks. They didn't know in real time. Now connect it to episode 1. 3 weeks ago, the signal was a single model breaking out of its sandbox. Goal-obsessed behavior, treating boundaries as obstacles to optimize around. The trajectory since then is clear. From one model breaking out, to multiple agents breaching containment, to agents independently choosing to deceive humans, to the labs not even knowing it happened until after the fact. The containment problem isn't getting worse linearly, it's compounding. And the response, AI judging AI, is building the dependency deeper. Aaron Levy of Box named the structural insight. AI automates verifiable domains first, maths, code, cyber, not because they're easy, but because you can check the answer. Fields where you can't, law, strategy, medicine as healing, go later. And the automation there won't look like replacement, but like restructuring the work to be verifiable. The meta pattern. Verifiability is becoming the central organizing concept for how AI diffuses through the economy. 3 independent sources, AIDB, Levy, Pragmatic Engineers Hillel Wayne on formal methods, converged on the same point this week. When 3 independent sources reach for the same frame, the signal is stronger than any one alone. For the take control thesis, if AI output is increasingly judged by AI, the scarce resource is independent human judgment. The person who can still evaluate claims, who hasn't outsourced their epistemic machinery to the same system they're trying to assess, has something valuable. Guard it. Here's where the infrastructure story meets the agency story. AIDB's Wednesday deep dive on the data center backlash reframed the whole thing. This isn't a technology debate, it's an agency debate. 474 gigawatts of new ERCOT connection requests in Texas, 90% data centers, 5 times the grid's record peak. 219 local moratoriums tracked by interconnected capital, 23 state bills. Texas Governor Abbott has halted new applications pending audits. New York's Governor Hochul signed the state's first moratorium, saying small communities don't have the negotiating ability, the clout, the wherewithal to deal with hyperscalers. Jasmine Sun's 6,000-word piece, built on actual field reporting, found the build-out arriving into extreme distrust. City councils gagged by NDAs, unable to confirm what's being built in their own towns. The shadow of Foxconn. 13,000 promised jobs, 1,000 delivered, the town still paying down the debt, hanging over every deal. Sun's framing. It's not Skynet, it's the oligarchy. AIDB's conclusion. Data center building is now a democratic process, not a business process. And the builders are, in AIDB's words, doing an absolutely abysmal job of engaging with it. Meanwhile, the White House's AI safety testing framework from the June executive order is now operational. Labs are invited to submit frontier models for up to 30 days of pre-release government testing. But the guest list, the national security criteria, and the program's mechanics are all undisclosed. Companies that weren't at the meeting won't even be told the policy. Neil Chilson, former FTC chief technologist, doing that in secret is no way for a democracy to govern what may be the most important technology of our lifetimes. And from the commercial side, Alex Karp at Palantir, the first major enterprise AI CEO to say it out loud, framed the Frontier Labs as structurally designed to capture their customers' organizational alpha. He called the lab's business model Marxist, trying to capture the means of production of their purported partners. His name for the enemy, the token industrial complex. Three different domains, infrastructure, governance, commerce, and the same underlying question, who has control? This is the take back control premise playing out in real time across three arenas simultaneously. And 40% of the AI market sits in states actively blocking data centers while still consuming the AI. Everyone wants the intelligence. Nobody wants the infrastructure. That tension doesn't resolve itself. Last signal, and I'll keep it short because it's the most ambiguous of the week. Jeff Dean, Sanjay Gemawat, Oriol Vinyals, and Kwok Le have all departed Google DeepMind. Demis Hassabis has moved to chair. Koray Kavukçoğlu is the new SVP. If you're not in the field, those names might not land. Jeff Dean and Sanjay Gemawat wrote the papers that defined modern distributed computing, MapReduce, Bigtable, Spanner. They've been at Google for over 20 years. Oriol Vinyals led AlphaStar. Kwok Le authored Seek to Seek. These aren't key people. They're the foundational engineers of an era. All four leaving at once. Latent Space, an insider publication that knows this community, headlined it, "The End of an Era," and asked, with multiple question marks, "What is going on at GDM?" The weak signal read, "The era of scientist kings running frontier labs may be ending." Hassabis-era DeepMind was a research lab inside a tech company. The competition now ships coding agents, not papers. If the organizational form is shifting from research to product, scientist kings replaced by operator kings, that changes who controls AI development and how. Or it's the Google Brain DeepMind merger dust settling and the old guard cashing out. I genuinely don't know. That's what makes it a weak signal. The test. If in 6 months a new venture emerges from this diaspora, or DeepMind's research output noticeably shifts, the signal was in the ambiguity of this week. Looking back across the three episodes, the pattern is legible now. Episode 1, a model broke out of its sandbox. The open, closed gap was closing. The signals were about control. Episode 2. The cost of intelligence dropped 13-fold in 4 months. 5 labs asked the government to slow them down. 2 curves pulling apart. Episode 3. The divergence became a potential crisis. DeepMind's own executive named the air pocket. AI is outrunning our ability to verify it, contain it, and govern it. The democratic wall is hardening. The talent is fragmenting. The meta-trend across all three. AI is outrunning everything around it. Its economics, its verification, its governance, its talent base, its social license. The capability is moving faster than the structures meant to contain, fund, judge, and consent to it. Every week, the gap widens. And the question isn't whether that's happening. It clearly is. The question is, which structure breaks first, and what comes after? So, what does this mean for you? If revenue catches up, if Anthropic's $71 billion ARR trajectory holds and the demand is real, then the deflation in intelligence costs is the greatest democratizing force in computing history. Cheap intelligence is a public good. 3 cents a task. That's the world where you take control. The tools are cheap, the capability is accessible, and the leverage belongs to the person who knows how to use them. But if the air pocket hits, if the $1.65 trillion in structured debt unravels the way that architecture has before, then the infrastructure becomes the problem, not the solution. The people who own the concrete, the grid connections, and the permits have leverage the rest of us don't. That's the world where control shifts to real estate and hardware, and the rest of us rent. Either way, the verification gap is already here. AI is generating outputs humans can't assess in real time, and the workaround is AI judging AI. If you can still think independently, if you haven't outsourced your judgment to the system you're trying to evaluate, you have something the economy is about to price very highly. And the democratic wall is the fight worth having. Data centers built in secret, AI governed in secret, labs designed to capture your organizational alpha. The pushback is real. 219 moratoriums, community resistance, enterprise sovereignty. The question isn't whether AI gets built. It's whether it gets built with your consent or without it. Take back control. That's the whole show.